I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-2 defeat at Whyteleafe. Alan, at 2-1 down, Dean Lodge was through on goal. 5 or 10 seconds later, the referee pulled it back to give us a free kick. Have you ever seen a decision like it?
No, it didn't. To be honest, he's apologised on the way out, like, but I didn't. Sometimes you can get away with apologies, but that one I kind of see how he can, because that's just, you know, like you say, it's clean through and everybody's looking at the ball, everybody's running back trying to get Lodgy, and the blue event, it's a scandalous decision, awful. But I keep on here, I keep saying about him, and you kind of change him. And I know what people say, that the players aren't as good at a lower level, but the referees are bloody awful. Like, but yeah, I thought it was a terrible decision.
So you did speak to the referee after the game as you were coming off, did you?
I did. I couldn't understand it. I just couldn't know where he come from. And they say he can make mistakes, like we can as players, but to make a mistake like that, that's actually incredible. Like, you know, and a good job it wasn't a higher level, because it could have been cameras here, and that would have been absolutely. This is a ridiculous decision, but we'll get them every week. We'll get them. You know, like you say, the players aren't as good at this level, and the referees aren't as well. I think it's a lot down you go. It all, you know, but.
And it wasn't just the referee. In the aftermath of the penalty, their number three clearly struck Dean
Lodge.
The referee missed it, but the linesman clearly saw it. The linesman even indicated to the fans behind the goal that he had seen it, but didn't do anything.
He said to me he's seen it as well, but again, I don't do anything about it. And that's the thing. You live by that, to be honest. And, you know, I can't do nothing about it now, but awful decisions, you know. But
do you think maybe that striking incident was because it was the last minute of the game, maybe he felt it wouldn't have had an impact on the game?
Maybe so, but you know, we can look back at things like that now, and this is about the referees and all that, you know, and stuff like that. But you know, a referee could probably say to me, look at your back four, you know, conceding 3 goals away again, or look at our front two who are diabolical, dear. The chances we've had, there's the slay balls in the net, and not done it. So he's got a, you know, over midfield, I'm not knocking over midfield, not getting tight enough. We can say things like that, so you know.
We've been fairly lucky at some stages of the season. You could argue that our goal at Dulwich was fairly lucky. Did that even itself out today with their first 2 goals?
No, ridiculous. Ridiculous. We said at half time, we said it's not a problem. You've got the sun in your eyes. You're going a bit of downhill. It's not a problem whatsoever. But we you know, again, I keep going back to responsibilities and, you know, conceding after 10 seconds. Then all of a sudden, the second goal, what was that all about? And all that. And the third goal, no difference. So it's always blaming the forwards. Now, you know, I'm a massive fan of clean sheets, and we've got to get clean sheets, man. You know, you can't come here, concede 3 goals and expect to win the game. And all 3 goals were defensive mistakes. So they wanted nothing to do with midfield or attacker, but defensive mistakes. So that's something I'm not very happy about.
Whyteleafe were very physical today. Do you think we're quite up to the battle today?
Not really, no. I didn't, you know, like I say, we can blame a referee a little bit, but, you know, do we make a tackle in midfield? I haven't seen many of them going, to be honest. Like, you know, we used to. We've done it a couple of weeks ago, and we've done it, in fact, when Turley goes off, have we got anybody to tackle? So that's a bit of a difference. So I don't think we've got to be a lot more physical, and, you know, something we've got to work on this week, but massively disappointing again.
How big a blow was it to lose Jason Turley so early on?
Massive blow. He's been excellent for us since he signed. And there's a massive blur, and obviously with Simon Huckle helping to go away, that was a blur, because we miss his height and his presence in midfield as well. But it's again, I walk in the dressing room and I'm looking and I'm saying, can anybody come to me and say I should be in the team next week? It makes my job easy in a certain way, and I don't want it to be easy. I want it to be hard. I don't want to go around looking for 7 days and trying to tweak a squad here. I want it to be within, I really do, but they make it impossible for you to do that, man. They really do, and they make mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. It's always saying it's a one-off. Well, it's not, because it happened against Chatham. Exactly the same, 3 defensive mistakes against Chatham, so how can anybody say anything different?
You mentioned the front two back there. James Rose obviously left the club a couple of weeks ago, yep. So Bobby and Saheed are pretty much guaranteed starters at the moment.
At a minute.
Do you think that has some bearing on the way they play, their attitude, to the way they approach games, do you think, at the moment?
Their attitude last week was obviously spot on. They scored 5, and they put the deer late, and Saheed's 2 yards out there, to be honest, twice. And one at the end, even when speed have flicked it on, he's got any desire, a half chance of goalkeeper, but that's what you get, I suppose, at this league. And Bobby's a goal scorer, but didn't have a very good game with you. As simple as that.
You took David Shin off at half time. Was that to do with his match fitness and lack of matches recently?
Yeah, it was a choice between him and Lampton and Lodge, because I didn't think all 3 of them played well last week. I went with Shin because Shin come on last week and done well. Maybe it's the wrong thing to do, to be honest, because he's probably best off coming on as a sub at the minute before he gets his match practice. But we thought a deal with their full backs, we could get him and Lodge at them. And at times, Lodge, every now and again, done something. And that was it, to be honest. Like, you know, so the game plan probably didn't work, to be honest, but that's me doing that.
We've lost away from home again this season. We seem to be fairly inconsistent away, but 100% record at home. Why do you think that is? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
No, I mean, we've lost 2 league games away from home. And a day like we had chances to win two games with it, to be honest. So it's nothing much major. I wouldn't go into, you know, I think it's not a mind of a matter thing. We need to keep winning with home games, but we've not got to do better away. It's simple as that, really. So it's nothing to really, what the concern is, it's just where we are at the minute, you know.
And away from today's game, is there any news on David Shin, on his off-field situation?
Not at the minute. We're going day by day. It's looking quite promising. He's been doing a lot of work himself. He has. He deserves a bit of credit himself. Him and his family's trying to look for somewhere. And at the minute, we've got him somewhere. So, but as you see for yourself there, he needs games.